In spite of what you have heard, we're at the height of our powers, atop the tallest of towers.
You'll never stop us.
Take my hand if you trust, and we will do what we must, until it's turning out just like we planned.
We'll find a way so wrong.
The road is long, but our mojo's strong, and unless I'm wrong, and I'm not, we're at the height of our powers.
Billionaire philanthropist Walter Russell, no, the walrus.
Still absolutely insane, dude.
Lyle looks at me and says, all right, man, what's she doing to you? How is he controlling you? What does he have on you that he's making you do this?
That would explain it, wouldn't it? Yes.
Well, before we do anything else, Navy...
Yeah.
I want you to roll to see if you have been spotted.
Yeah.
Now, you don't necessarily have anything, but this was like kind of a prepared action for you.
Yeah, I set up Overwatch here. What do you want me to roll?
So normally it would be 2d8, but I'm going to give you 3d8 since like you were intentionally hiding and preparing.
Okay, I will roll that to see how my stealth is. I'm not sure Navy would blast Walter, billionaire philanthropist Walter Russell, on site. Yeah, I accidentally rolled twice because I couldn't see the result. Both are the same, 2 successes, 1 failure.
Okay, with 2 successes, yeah, he strolls in past you, and you don't get any indication that he clocked you as he came in. Maybe there's like a potted plant there. That
yeah.
You are able to hide your bulky boy friend.
A gigantic potted plant.
And plus, huge. He has a lot to look at here with Roger wheeling the unconscious Carver in a hospital bed and Lyle up against the aquarium here.
I'm going to try to stay behind this, again, simply just... Giga Chad Monstera.
Yeah, it's the he posts about it on all the forums. Really proud of his Monstera.
Yeah, I
especially
make myself,
considering there's no natural light coming in here, so you're like, how did
I suck my blubber in and become sort of palm shaped, sort of bonsai shaped.
Don't go changing.
Yeah, you're right.
He looks at you, Lyle, and. Like a bemused smirk comes across his face. He goes, Who's control? You mean the walrus?
Yeah, man.
I am the walrus. Goo goo ga-choo. Sorry, I had something stuck in my throat.
Yeah, you're right.
And you got a little yellow mellow custard dripping from that dead dog's eye, too. So
gross.
Daddy, this old guy stuff you throw out sometimes.
He said goo-goo-ga-choob.
Yeah, but we don't know. You got to go real big hits of Beatles. You know what I mean?
Right.
Our generation, we only know a talk's worth, one TikTok. I didn't even say all of TikTok because I don't have the time.
Yeah,
sure. I'm not going to say anything until it is time to strike. So.
Okay.
Mr. Moore, please be so kind as to return Carver to the hospital bay and hook him back up before I have you arrested.
Very well. And Roger turns and starts wheeling him back into that room.
Okay, cool. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. And
that's a new strategy for us here on Taz, is obeying the villain.
And while... Yeah.
What's Carver's status right now?
Unconscious. Has been, pumped with something from the IV that he was hooked up to that was keeping him sedated. He is now disconnected from that, but it is still in his system.
And as Roger starts wheeling him back into that room and using his body as cover... He's going to force feed the pizza down Carver's throat.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay, while he's doing that, Lyle's going to pretend to eat the radioactive burrito as a distraction.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Lyle, give me, let's see. Yeah, give me the burrito in itself is a very distracting prop. Give me a 3d8 roll.
Wow. That's a cowabunga, baby.
That's the greatest role I've ever had, and it's to pretend to eat a burrito. thank you.
It's a 655.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, wherever you are.
Can you describe for us what this pretending to eat the burrito looks like?
Trav, I got a 6 and a 5 and a 5. I think the burrito splits in twain. It's both consumed and not consumed. Mm. So convincing is the... illusion of it that there are still people to this day that swear that that burrito was eaten. That's how convincing it is. Yeah. We're talking David Blaine levels of, like, as far as you could tell, like, there's crumbs. How are there crumbs? Like, where do you get crumbs?
Here's what I'll give you, too, for that cowabunga. He is fully convinced that you've eaten this burrito. And when you have in your back pocket a reveal that you didn't eat the burrito, and that is going to have an impact on him at some point.
What is his reaction?
Yeah.
He moves towards you about halfway across the office at his desk and says, "No, don't."
Oh, well, that is very unfortunate, Axel.
Okay, and I start, like, flexing, just sort of testing the waters.
He falls back. And you can tell that he is concerned.
Good.
And he moves to his desk.
I thought you were going to say moves to his death. I was so excited.
Yeah, he just, out of pure fear, he dies.
Awesome.
He dies of fear.
Yeah.
I don't want to pull too much focus. Can we go back to... I was just trying to make a distraction. I don't want to make this all about me. I don't want to pull from the main narrative over there.
All right. Well, with that success on Lyle's distraction, you have free reign. Tell me down pizza to Carver.
I think kind of wave it under his nose a little bit to see if that gets any kind of reaction, you know, like smelling salts.
Oh, it immediately does. His turtle nostrils flare, and you can almost see, like, that rapid eye movement underneath his lids, and it's, like, kind of the first kind of activity you're registering.
Okay. And I lean close to his ear. Wait a minute. Do turtles have ears?
It's a membranous, like, drum where the skin is pulled tight over it, but they don't have external flaps.
Okay.
And I didn't have to look that up. I just know that.
So he kind of leans down close and says...
Man, I hope that's right.
I think it is. Yeah.
Okay.
And he says, "Open up, Carver. Here comes the moo-moo choo-choo." And he moves the pizza towards Carver's mouth.
It opens somewhat. I mean, it's definitely having an effect on him. You see him like, choo-choo? And start, like, biting on the pizza, and you see, like, his muscles starting to, like, twitch, and his fingers start to move, and that is when the walrus moves to his desk in a panic, having seen Lyle very believably consume this burrito. And he says,
"Well, this is definitely going to impact the resale value of this building."
And he slams his fist down on a button on the desk, and the wall of the aquarium starts to lower from the top, spilling salt water into the office.
Ken, this seems like the perfect time to spring my trap.
Go for it.
I'm kidding. I think that maybe 5 seconds ago would have been a better time to spring my trap. But they always say, like, the best time to spring your trap is 5 seconds ago, and the second best time is right now. I'm going to, you know, I could blast him with water, but it seems like that is a result that he would not find unfavorable, given his recent choices. I'm going to wrap my arms around him, and I'm going to grab hold of his tusks. trying to kind of like restrain him in admittedly a pretty gnarly way, but you got to use what you got.
You do indeed.
So that is my action.
So you do have Bulky Boy. No.
Yeah.
Yes. You do have Bulky Boy, which is going to make you better at this. He is also...
Oh, for sure. These are two thick kings, Travis.
And he is, I would say, not like significantly bigger than you, but he's bigger than you.
Yeah, but I got more heart, you know?
That is true. So you have 3d8 in Bulky Boy. He has 4d8 to resist.
I'll take a time to shine dice just to kind of even the odds a little bit here.
Okay, so 48 to 48.
That sucks. That's a cowbunga from you. That sucks. That is not a cowbunga for me. That is one success and three failures, two of which are ones. So I did have the element of surprise.
Yeah, you did. So I'm going to give you advantage. His still stands, but you can roll twice.
Still going to... Oh! 7, 7, 8, 5. Guitar. 4 successes, including a cowabunga.
Who can be against us when Gary is with us?
Gary didn't make this game. Travis made this game. Gary Gygax did not make this game.
I actually made it in spite. I made it in spite of Gary Gygax.
Yeah.
This is... Gary Gygax would not approve of what I've done here. So
right so far from Gary's light.
Yeah. So Griffin,
yes.
To lay it out for the audience... Sure. The walrus, out of his four dice, got a 7, and an 8. You rolled four dice and got a 7, an 8, and a 5.
Yes.
Breaking the tie on the cowabunga and giving you a purchase on those tusks. So now you guys are, like, locked in a struggle, but you have the upper hand.
Yeah.
And you have managed to, like you are... Like, think of it like a bucking bronco, right? Yeah. But you're on there, right? So you have the upper hand.
Is the door behind us that Walter Russell came through, is it still open or did it seal when he pressed this button?
It sealed when he pressed the button. So water is beginning to fill this chamber right now. It is about like 6 inches deep. And over the top of the aquarium wall that is now pouring over water... 5 shapes swim up to the top and come over the top. Okay, so 5 combatants have just come over the top here and landed in, kind of superhero poses, but villains.
Oh,
yeah. Imagine that. Working together?
Yeah. And
how comfortable do they seem to be on land, Trev?
Varying degrees. These are Manta Ray Romano, Pit Bull Shark, EO McDonough, Nicole Squidman, and Sea Snake Gyllenhaal.
So my question is this. Was the size of this supervillain team solely determined by how long your list of unscratched out celebrity
that has to be it, right?
Like it was like, I have 5 left.
Yeah,
let's get them out.
When we wrap this session,
everyone clear the storage unit. You're all coming with me.
You get to just file that big notebook of names away.
Man, I wish that was true. Yeah, but the real thing is, I thought of Manta Ray Romano.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, it can't just be one.
Yeah.
So I had to think of 4 other ones.
What people don't realize, I think, is that one of our main diseases, I think, is having these thoughts and feeling like, this can't stop with me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you thought that, and you thought, like, the universe has brought this to me, and it would be, you can't just
keep. Well, that's what inspiration is, Justin. When the
It is, right? Try. It's a burden, too, as much as it is a privilege, you know?
Yeah. When the universe delivers to you Manta Ray Romano.
You didn't ask for that.
No.
Big magic.
And if I tried to keep that inside, I worry that it would burn me out from the inside out. You know what I mean? That kind of fire.
That fire. No.
We're here to dance in the fire, baby.
Yeah,
that's what we're here for. We're made to play. We're Stardust.
We're not supposed to be standing outside the fire as guards.
That's right, baby.
I say into Walter Russell's ear, call off your buddies here and stop flooding this room because one of us is a cow. And if you don't, I'm going to hurt your body.
He bristles and says, "They are not my buddies. They're my goons. How dare you?" Okay, and that is his kind of main frustration with you, implying that he would have some kind of relationship with his underlings.
Okay.
And since Snake Gyllenhaal is right next to you, Axel Lyle, he is going to attempt to curl himself around you and squeeze, while Nicole Squidman is going to move undulatingly towards you, Navy, and try to pull you off.
I don't like that.
Manta Ray Romano doesn't have legs.
Hey, Trav, I'm sorry, hard disagree. I think Manta Ray Romano has huge legs. I smell a spinoff.
Oh, thank you. We'll see. Yeah, and the water is not currently deep enough for him to propel himself forward, so he's just scooching on the ground.
Great.
Pitbull Shark, though, is going to start to charge towards Roger. So, and Ian McDonough lowers himself under the desk and kind of lays flat in the water, and you lose track of him.
How high is the ceiling in this room?
10 feet.
Okay. Not a significant height then.
So let's resolve. Axel Lyle.
Yeah.
You are being constricted by Snake Gyllenhaal.
That doesn't seem fair.
What do you do?
To describe Snake Gyllenhaal in excruciating detail for me. I'm trying to picture some limbs and stuff. Give me a...
Oh, no limbs. This is, like, boa constrictor, very large, like, let's say anaconda body, yeah. With a Jake Gyllenhaal-esque head with snake eyes and fangs.
Okay.
Now, don't cut him in half, because then he'll turn into two Snake Gyllenhaals.
One of
them would be Maggie.
No, he would grow two Snake Gyllenhaal heads.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And he's constricting me?
Yes.
Travis, I'm using my lungs. I can manually activate my lungs to breathe in almost any environment. And I think that includes when a snake's trying to crush me. So I'm going to use my incredible breathing abilities to try to explode Snake Gyllenhaal.
Okay. Can I say that the phrase "my incredible breathing abilities" to describe somebody breathing in air is one of the best things I've ever heard in my life.
Sure. And yet.
And yet,
a mixed success.
The strength of Snake Gyllenhaal takes you off your feet. You're not damaged yet, but the two of you entwined together roll upon the ever deepening salt water on the floor of the office. And Nicole Squidman is going to try to pull you, Navy, off of Walter Russell.
I mean, I'm a pretty bulky boy.
Yeah, so give me a bulky boy roll to resist her tentacles.
Okay. That's a mega cowbunga, my friend.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. With a mega cowbunga, I'm going to let you choose what you... Like, she's grabbing at your boots, right, while you're holding on to these tusks.
I reflexively, like, as she's trying to pull me off of Walter Russell, like, flex. And it's, like, I think impressive in an attractive way. And there's an element of like, wow, this is it. It's like when Batman punches Superman and his chin doesn't move. There's an element of like, it's like you're trying to pull, you know, a stone column down. Mm. And I think that there is a spark there. And for Navy, that's probably a little confusing, because then he has to start kind of thinking about, is it the tentacle thing? Is it like, what is the...
There's a spark for both of you? There's a spark betwixt you?
I think in this situation, and with a mega cowabunga, I do think that this could be the beginning of a beautiful love story. But
okay.
But it is, I recognize sort of heat of the moment. I just kind of wanted to set some of the pretense here.
And
but
with a sparkle, with a sparkle in her eye, Nicole Squidman looks up at you and says, "Would you like to go to the movies sometime?"
Yeah, but let me finish Let me. Sorry, I've never. No one's literally. No one's ever asked me that. Yes.
Well, this is why we go to the movies.
Hey, real quick, guys.
Well played, sir.
Yeah. That sounds great. I take it. I have to get two tickets.
Don't worry, I have connections.
Okay. Yeah. So that sounds good. Please don't try to remove me from him, because this is like a pretty climactic moment.
Anything for you, my bulky boy.
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Griffin, I'm going to give you one more thing with that mega cowabunga and complete success.
Yeah, sure.
Having like so easily deflected Nicole Squidman and kind of looking around at the makeup of these combatants. Mm-hmm. These don't appear to be like the fully natural abnormals that you have experienced up to this point. They don't seem to be an even combination of like human and animal, right? These.
Okay. I was wondering why there's a snake with Jake Gyllenhaal's head. That does seem to kind of go against convention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I take note of that.
Roger?
Yes.
So with Carver back in the infirmary, Pitbull Shark runs to pull you back and kind of tries to body slam you down into the water. What do you do?
Well, I believe Roger is going to exercise his wango bango tango. When someone grabs Roger or attempts to grab him, he can counter-grab an opponent and put them into a disorienting spin.
This seems extremely practical in the moment.
Yeah, give me doing something practical.
I love it, Dad. Give me a 5d8 roll for that Mondo move.
All right, here we go. 5 and a 5.
Oh, yeah. You got 2 successes out of that, but it is a cowabunga. So you spin him, and he goes spinning into the infirmary, and then you see him stand there for a second, woozy, and then come flying back, laid out, as Carver is standing in the doorway of the infirmary, pulling sensors off of his body and chewing on the crust of the pizza. A little bit woozy, but also looking, I would say, pretty itching for a fight.
He is pretty.
Thank you. Hey, folks, we got some live shows coming up. We're going to be in Atlanta for Taz versus Popeye. We're doing My Brother and Me in Atlanta. We're doing Dragon Con in Atlanta. Atlanta, more like Cool-lanta, because we'll be there doing cool stuff. That's what they call it.
I didn't like that.
They call it Cool-lanta. Did you know that?
I don't think they call it Cool-lanta, dude.
They do.
Right, man.
Oh, the cool ones do. We've also got shows coming up in Texas, Utah, and California. All Taz shows for the rest of the year are going to be Taz versus shows. Like I said, we've got Taz versus Popeye in Atlanta. We're doing Taz versus Hercules in Texas, and even more coming up. So make sure you get them. Tickets for all the shows are on sale now, and get all the info and ticket links at bit.ly/McElroy Tours.
We got some new merch up in the merch store. We also got some great deals up in the merch store. We're doing a back-to-school sale. Select items up to 40% off. You can get 3 different back-to-school bundles. You get a free mystery pin with a purchase of $30 or more, and 10% of all our merch proceeds this month will be donated to World Central Kitchen. All that and more over at McElroyMerch.com. That's it. Enjoy the rest of the episode, and we'll be back with a new one in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, is this Archer?
Yes, hello, who is this?
Hi, this is Tom Lum from Let's Learn Everything. I'm calling about your Maximum Fun membership's extended warranty. Do you have a few seconds to talk about that?
I think I have to go.
No. Oh, no, they're going to be so mad at me.
Okay, fine.
Did you know that as a part of your Maximum membership's extended warranty, you've been picked as the member of the month, which is wild, and we're so excited to have you.
It's so exciting. Thank you.
So as our member of the month, you will also be getting a $25 gift card to the Maximum Fun store, a special member of the month bumper sticker, a special priority parking spot at Max Fun HQ in Los Angeles, California, just for you. Also, I have to read this. It says, we at Maximum Fun apologize. You ended up with the worst host of the three, and as consolation, you'll be getting those. Why is that included? I don't remember that being there for the other.
It's okay, I can settle. It's fine.
Max Fun members are the best.
Become a Max Fun member now at MaximumFun.org/join.
Say you like video games, and who doesn't?
I mean, some people probably don't.
Okay, but a lot of people do. So say you're one of those people, and you feel like you don't really have anyone to talk to about the games that you like.
Well, you should get some better friends.
Okay, yes, you should get some better friends, but you could also listen to Triple Click, a weekly podcast about video games hosted by me, Kirk Hamilton.
Me, Maddie Myers.
And me, Jason Schreier. We talk about new releases, old classics, industry news, and whatever, really.
We'll show you new things to love about games, and maybe even help you find new friends to talk to about them.
Triple Click. It's kind of like we're your friends. Find us at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so now it's all y'all's turn. Now that you've fended off these attacks, the water is about a foot deep at this point. You can see Manta Ray Romano is now able to move himself through the water. Not quite at the speed you would expect yet, but he is definitely more mobile than before.
What's going on tank side? With the water level, like, is it just a big empty room in there?
No, as the kind of like glass on the front of the aquarium is slowly lowering down, it's twice the size of the room that you're in.
Oh, so it's gonna flood and kill us. Well, yeah, no, I mean,
no, it's gonna not all of us. It's gonna flood and kill exactly one person in this room. One person in this room, and unfortunately, it is our dad.
All right, I got it now. I can visualize.
The button that Walter pressed to start this flooding, is it just like a big red button on top of the desk? Does it seem like I could just hit it again to roll the windows back up?
There's a panel of buttons, and before you ask, unlabeled.
God, he's the worst. Okay, I already kind of gave him the ultimatum, and it didn't work, so... Instead, I'm going to... Nicole Squidman has released me, right?
Yes. Okay, but not great. From her heart.
Great. I'm going to point all of my splash pack thrusters behind me. And I'm going to try to blast forward with Russell into the desk. Hoping that maybe if I crush the desk... And maybe the, and I do, was it Jelly Roll Morton? Who's the jellyfish guy at the back of the room?
Oh, Eel McDonough.
Eel McDonough. Yeah, your second Neil to Eel pipeline. Fantastic. Maybe a bit derivative, but we'll take it.
Derivative of himself. It's just meditations on a theme.
And they didn't discuss it beforehand, Griffin. You know, there's more than one, like, Patrick or John in the world.
That's a good point. So I'm going to blast forward. I'm going to try to kind of just sort of squish the walrus and the desk and Eel McDonough up against the aquarium wall. And just kind of want to see what happens after that.
So you're doing hydro propulsion or?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So 5d8.
Okay. Wow, that's now sometimes you don't get a good one. So that's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 8. So mixed success.
So with a mixed success, you are able to kind of propel yourself forward, and it, like, the walrus, his, like, chest hits against the desk.
Yeah.
And, like, sort of knocks the wind out of him a bit. You can hear him, like, right as he bends over it. And so you have definitely, like, winded him.
I told you, we're on the pain train right now, and you're going to hit your final destination if you don't roll up that dang aquarium window.
And then...
That means death. I'll kill you.
I will kill you,
That's Walrus. Murder, pal.
You murder feel one. A hand grip your ankle, and an electric shock goes through your body as E.O. McDonough hits you with 3 successes.
Wait, he's on the other side of the freaking room, man.
Well, you lost track of him as he swam down in the water under the desk. And he has just, like, tasered your leg.
Not great.
So I will give you the option here of either taking 3 damage or losing your grip on the walrus.
It's 2 damage for my 1 damage reduction defense rating. I do have 9 hit points also. I'm going to take the damage. I'll take the damage. That leaves me with 4 hit points, which is not amazing, but I don't want to lose control of the walrus. Because that's kind of the only thing I got going on for me right now, aside from the kindling of new romance.
Indeed. Lyle.
Yeah.
You are rolling around in the water, constricted by Snake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah, man. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to... Lyle is freaking out because he's constricted and he really hates that. And he's a squishy guy and he doesn't like that. So Lyle very impulsively tries to grab Hatchet Man so he can cut off his own limbs and escape.
Okay. Ooh. You feel a tingle in your brain.
Whoa.
As Fregler's power of limitless foresight activates. And you hear... Maybe the voice of the nuns that helped train you and raise you say,
maybe try chopping Snake Gyllenhaal instead. Maybe chop the snake. Maybe just chop
make
the snake.
The snake.
Not your own arms.
I'll chop the snake.
That's what I would do. I mean, you know, do your own
but
thing.
Wait, my okay, man. So now I've, okay, now I'm back in, now I'm back in the memory. Okay, I'm way back.
But sister, like, I'm confused. You've always said that Hatchet Man can only be used as a tool. Are you saying that sometimes it's okay to use him like a weapon?
Yeah, man. Like, it's a hatchet, man. not maybe it's for, but like, if you find yourself in a scenario where you're being, like, crushed to death, and it's like a life or death thing, man, like... All I'm saying is, if you ever hypothetically find yourself in a position where you're being constricted to death, and your option is to use Hatchet Man as a tool to attack someone else, or cut your own limbs off, which you might need in the upcoming battle, maybe think twice about how to proceed.
Bad news from God, Snake Gyllenhaal.
Anything's a drum... To use my axe as a weapon.
Wow. Whoa. Wow. Wowzers.
And I'm going to use a Time to Shine dice.
And I'm going to give you an extra dice too, Justin. Because
I don't need it. I got 2 sixes.
That with Cowabunga, you impact Snake Gyllenhaal with Hatchet Man. Not quite like clean cut, but he is... Wicked unhappy, releases you and scurries away to try to regroup, but he is in a bad way. And Roger, you find yourself side by side with a seething, slightly woozy Carver, over the currently on his back but struggling to get up pit bull shark as Manta Ray Romano you see comes zooming towards your feet.
Okay. How close is Romano? Is he close enough to attack me on his next move?
Correct.
Well, I can't help it. I have something in mind. I'm going to prepare an action.
Dan, that's one of my favorite, like, summary of Clint McElroy.
I can't help it.
I already had an idea.
I did.
Well, what am I going to do?
For a while.
Not do the idea I was thinking of? I love
it. I'm going to do my
idea.
Can't
die with him. Can't die with him. It's a burden.
I'm going to do my idea. I'm going to use...
That's
going to
be on your tombstone. Go on.
I had an idea.
I'm going to do my idea.
I'm going to use my mortar and pestle.
Oh, my God.
In the words of me, I'm using my mortar and pestle to do something.
For those of you who may have forgotten, Dad tends to pick up stuff in video games, and I made a joke, I think back in Scuzz's lair maybe, that there were like mortar and pestle around, and Dad took one, and I regretted it. But now I'm excited to find out how Dad's going to use a mortar and pestle in this situation.
I don't think he knows.
I know.
That's what's even the most thrilling.
I know. So that's what I'm doing. He's going to use the mortar and pestle to grind up the mints he picked up.
So in a very LucasArts style, use mortar and pestle on mints.
Yes.
Okay.
But you don't know what's supposed to happen. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I know what's supposed to happen. I know what's going to happen the next time.
And then what happens?
So I use the mortar and pestle, and I grind up the mints. Okay?
Okay, once again, the mints that I think you got from the executive washroom.
Right. And I pour those ground up mints into the bottle of Orbitz seltzer water.
He's doing it.
Uh-huh.
And then I toss the fizzing, almost ready to explode bottle into Manta Ray Romano's mouth.
So it's sort of a Mentos and Diet Coke situation that you've engineered.
Yes.
Here. Amazing.
Okay. All right. The pride that I feel that you have used not one, not two, but three pieces of weird detritus that you have picked up in this game as a functional.
Oh, I was going to use a fourth. But I didn't think it would fit the theme of the show. I was going to grind up the painkillers and put them in there, too.
Good call, Dad. Good call.
Yeah, good call not using that.
Yeah, I thought so.
But the pride I feel is overwhelming. Oh. And I would like you to roll 5d8 to resolve this.
Now, be careful, though, because Manta Ray Romano is rich for spinoff, like, potential. And
I know.
If you explode him right now.
I wouldn't explode him, but, I mean, maybe if he inflates, he'll float to the surface of the water and not be able to get around.
That's cool.
I'm going to add a time to shine dice.
Going with 68.
Crap. Because I really want this to work.
Of course. Yeah.
And it
does. Thank goodness for that, man.
5 and a 7.
And four failures. Including a triple one. So, like, pretty good you used your time to shine dice here.
So, you lob this, like, this Mentos cocktail. It lodges in the mouth of Manta Ray Romano with the open end sticking out.
Right.
And it launches him like a rocket across the room. And you know what? Because I like this move so much, sweeps the legs of Eel McDonough.
Thank God.
Knocking him away.
Thanks. And I have a bon mot, too.
Of course you do.
I guess not everybody loves you, Raymond.
The studio audience erupts into laughter.
Yeah.
They're loving that. That's great. And you're... father-in-law, I guess, in this show, like, kind of puts his hands on his hips and, like, rolls his eyes. And roll credits.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows.
Supported directly
by you.